Hare Krishna. Just about half an hour ago, I was talking to one devotee, and he's not the first devotee I was talking to here. And of course, it's not just a phenomena that's connected here to the Black Sea Festival. It's something that I run across all the time. But I guess because there's many devotees here, and there's a lot of things going on in this yatra, it's been quite a repetitive incident or phenomena, and that is that the devotees come, and I have some come, and yeah, I'd like to learn about Varnashram and self-sufficiency. Can I come to your farm for a couple of weeks or a couple of months and learn it? And here I'm talking to some bearded, long-haired, short pants, no tilak, no japa bead person who all of a sudden wants to find out about Varnashram or cow protection or something. And I have to keep repeating myself by saying, well, actually, that's not the way things go. It isn't that some new person, you're interested in Krishna consciousness, or you're a devotee, you've been working and practicing, and you like some experience or some idea, you want to start, quote-unquote, a project, and you're just going to, like, sort of pick something up. First it starts with qualification. This idea of getting an education or finding out about things, I see that, and of course it's not restricted to here, it's something that I experience everywhere, where at least I go, which is Hungary, UK, India, and so on, is that often devotees fall into the same education trap that the outside world has set for everyone. And what's that education trap? Well, that it's more, the emphasis is just on what you are, not who you are. But that's not the way Vedic culture works. Vedic culture doesn't start with learning some kind of varna, and people say, okay, what's my varna? The emphasis is not on what your varna is. The emphasis is not what you are, but who you are, what type of person you are. So what is Gurukul? Tapasya, brahmacharjena, samyena, tyagena, satyam, socham, yama, niyamena. There's no mention of varna here. This is what people do for the first 20 years of their life. They learn about these things. They don't learn about varna. Varna is not something that's being emphasized. So, how to actually be educated? And education starts. Austerity, simplicity, learn how to beg, be clean, get up in the morning program, be obedient, be humble, be somebody, acquire good qualities. Then once you do that, and once you become qualified, and you have the adhikar, all right, then later on, you learn some trait, you learn cow protection, you learn something. So our educational process doesn't start with immediately trying to brainwash people. And of course, especially when I go to the UK, but very often the youth, yeah, I'm going to university and college and getting this and getting that, and you know, give me your blessings because I'm going on a 3 months sabbatical to India, to Mumbai, and then the matter. What's 3 months? You can't even learn how to brush your teeth in 3 months. How are you going to learn how to become a real humble devotee? What does it really take? It takes time. It takes practice. How to be simple, steady, austere, etc., etc. So that's the real education, and that's the education of Krishna consciousness, because ultimately Krishna doesn't care what you are. Krishna cares who you are. He cares how pure-hearted you are, how purely you can chant the holy name, how you can show love and affection for other living entities, how you can take on different types of austerities on his behalf. You don't learn these things in university. They don't come out of nowhere. And unfortunately, very few people nowadays have the samskaras that these things just come spontaneously. You have to learn them. You have to acquire them. So we shouldn't fall into this education trap, which is that everyone is just eager to be something, whether it be in the material world or even in Krishna consciousness. Learn something real quick. First, the whole idea, and this is what Srila Prabhupada gave us. Yes, move into the brahmacharya ashram. Do the needful. Learn how to be a nobody before you want to become a somebody, and become the servant, Guru Hitan, become the servant of your spiritual master, which in our case in ISKCON means be the servant of Srila Prabhupada and his mission. And when you can do that nicely, then these other things, learn a profession, learn a trade easily. How long does it take for a fox to learn how to catch a mouse? He learns it from his mother. Everyone can learn their trade. But we don't want to be foxes by nature. We want to become pure Vaishnavas. In Kali Yuga, that doesn't come by itself. You really have to put time and energy into becoming a pure devotee. So who you are, not what you are, is what counts. And that's what Krishna is also looking for. And therefore we should put quality time into that. And once we've qualified ourselves, then other things they will come. Hare Krishna.